This is HealthWise Radio. Herbal remedies, vitamins and supplements, diet, fitness, heart health and more. Brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Now here's your host, Julie Beaver.
Good morning and welcome to our show today. We've got a great show in store for you and we've got a great event coming up. Just before we get started with our show, a reminder that Friday, January 17th and Saturday, January 18th is the HealthWise Health and Wellness Show and Open House. So please join us for discounts, 20 to 25% on all vitamins and supplements, 15% on body care, and 10% on food and drinks. We're also having a great lecture on Friday with Dr. Sarah Selleck. So Friday at 1 p.m., you can join us for our lecture on how a woman's microbes rule her mind and body. So that will be at 1 p.m. For all of our pre-registrants, we will have a free probiotic. So you can do that by calling HealthWise. On our show today, we're going to be joined by Dr. Sarah Selleck. She's going to be giving us a little preview on what to expect at her lecture and what she's going to be talking about. Dr. Selleck is a naturopathic doctor and inspiring speaker carrying over 15 years of experience in the natural health industry with a strong focus on gut health. She is the spokesperson for Renew Life, an expert contributor to many TV, radio, and hundreds of women's magazine publications. Good morning, Dr. Sarah.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Yes, we haven't spoken since last year.
I know. I hope you had a great holiday.
I did. And as always, you know, you tend to overdo things. So I'm really, really happy to get back into my routine. Kind of happy to be back to work full time again. I do love my job. So yes. Yeah. And how about you?
Yes, it was great. And like you, happy that it's a new year. I think 2020 is going to bring lots of good to everybody. So I'm excited for this year as well.
Me too. And you're going to help us start it off right at our wellness event, talking about this great topic. Again, Dr. Sarah, can you explain a little bit about the topic that you're going to be addressing on our lecture on Friday?
Of course. So the topic is how a woman's microbes rule her mind and body. But before I go any further, I do want to mention that it's definitely open to men as well. So I do encourage both men and women to definitely join us on Friday. But really what we will be focusing on is many Canadians, particularly Canadian women, do feel dismissed when it comes to their health. So they often are faced with a range of symptoms, sometimes digestive symptoms, and sometimes those symptoms are brushed off by their doctor or other healthcare professionals. And many times, unfortunately, these women are told that their symptoms are in their head.
Yep.
So what we'll be reviewing in our session is we really want to dive deep into the complex world of the gut microbiome, because while many women are told that their symptoms are in their head, what's amazing is that newer research is linking many of these symptoms to poor gut health. Okay. So we really, really want to help women understand that their symptoms may not just be in their head, that there actually may be an underlying issue, and the issue may be in their gut, which unfortunately is a place that many people don't think to look, because it's an odd connection if we think about it.
It's so true. And I think through talks like yours and practitioners like you, we're starting to understand it. And I think we're starting to treat women differently because we do heal and we do respond differently than men. So it's wonderful the strides we're making now.
Of course.
And I love that you said that because often I recently had a woman come in the store and she was treated for the exact same issue as her husband. But her husband was treated immediately. And the doctor dismissed all of her symptoms until she was very, very ill. It was just interesting the way both of them were treated at the doctor. Yeah, so great topic. Hopefully all of our listeners will join us. Again, if you pre-register by calling HealthWise 905-735-4490, we have a free probiotic for you and some other free little gifties. So do try to pre-register, but everyone is welcome even if you do not register. So Dr. Sarah, there's so much talk about this microbiome. Will this kind of be involved involved? And what is it that, you know, the microbiome we keep hearing about?
Well, we'll definitely be talking about the microbiome quite a bit in the session. So just to give the listeners a little bit of a preview, the microbiome is this complex world. It's made of trillions of bacteria, fungi, all these other organisms. And these organisms, they live on us and they live inside our body.
Mm-hmm.
So the microbiome, what I like to say is it's this incredible community of bugs. And they can be found in our gut, in our mouth, and even on our skin. So bacteria for a long time was considered a dirty word, but more recently we understand that friendly, protective bacteria really is critical for good health.
Mm-hmm.
And what we want for good health is we want the right balance of microbes in the body, particularly in the gut. So
okay.
this balance can be thrown off very easily. Things like antibiotics can disrupt the gut environment, other medications, of course, a poor diet,
mm-hmm.
even stress can affect the gut environment or the balance of these organisms.
Okay.
And when this balance is disrupted, this is when we start to see people presenting with symptoms and really certain disease states.
Okay. So yeah, so there's so much going on, and you're right. We always think of, when we think of bacteria, we think bad, bad, bad. But yeah, it's very interesting and that a lot of this is so beneficial to us. So it's great that we're learning more about it. And these microbial balances really do affect our health sort of all over in the body.
Mm-hmm. Our health, I would say, is greatly influenced by this mm-hmm. microbial balance. And again, this may be something new that people are hearing for the first time. If you're in really great health and
mm-hmm.
you're in, you know, feeling good, you're energized, you have healthy digestion, you don't tend to get sick, chances are you have a pretty robust microbiome.
Okay.
But for people who have gas, bloating, even changes in their mood, if they find that they're getting sick a lot, or they just feel like they're in poor health, this can really point to an imbalance or what we call dysbiosis.
Okay.
So what we're seeing now with certain clinics is people will sometimes do stool testing with
mm-hmm.
their naturopathic doctor. So they'll actually try to identify what does the imbalance look like?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we want to be focused on in reintroducing back into the body? And are there certain organisms that there may be too much of and that we want to treat and minimize. So again, it's something that I really focus on when it comes to education. I always talk about the importance of this balance.
Okay.
And the problem is that there's so many things in our everyday lifestyle that
mm-hmm.
can cause a microbial shift in the wrong direction.
Okay.
So we really want to address ways that we can have a healthier microbiome, and that's why I really do encourage everybody to come out to the session, because we're going to provide, you know, simple, valuable tips that people can implement into their lives to really support a healthier microbiome.
Excellent. Excellent. If you're just tuning into the show, this is the HealthWise Show. The HealthWise Show is on every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Sarah Selleck, and we're talking about our microbiome and all of those good bugs that are helping us to thrive and have good health. So, Dr. Sarah, again, you said it's great for men or women because we both have these bacteria, don't we?
Mm-hmm. We all do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In our first couple years of life, we are exposed to so much bacteria, and that's where really we start developing our immune system and developing our microbiome.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about this important topic with Dr. Sarah Selleck at Friday, January 17th at 1 p.m. You can register at HealthWise at 905-735-4490, because we're going to talk far more in depth at the lecture about this. And you mentioned, Dr. Sarah, and I'm starting to hear this more and more, the microbial balance actually can affect our mood and hormonal balance too.
Yes. So the gut controls virtually every part of our body. Mm-hmm. And gut health definitely can affect our mood, and it can affect our hormones. So I often say your gut, it can't do your taxes. It can't order a pizza for you. You do need your brain for that. But your gut does a lot for you, and it actually does more than we ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we think about gut health, we think about digestion. It starts in the mouth as we're chewing our food. It ends with hopefully healthy elimination.
Yeah.
So food, you know, we eat it, we enjoy it. It's broken down in the gut. Enzymes, digestive enzymes are released. We absorb nutrients from the food that we eat. So all of this is taking place, and people are quite familiar with the digestive process.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people don't know is that the gut is also home to the enteric nervous system, and it has 100 million nerve cells. So these nerve cells line the gastrointestinal tract, mm-hmm. from the esophagus to the rectum. And this enteric nervous system essentially communicates with your brain.
Wow.
So an unhealthy gut, and if you present signs of an unhealthy gut, as I mentioned, mm-hmm. gas, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, stomach pains, an unhealthy gut can actually send signals, and it can trigger changes in your mood.
Okay.
So what we're seeing a lot these days, of course, people who have digestive issues often are presenting with other symptoms as well. So they're feeling down or mm-hmm. low, or sometimes even depressed, sometimes isolated because they feel like they are avoiding certain social situations,
okay.
or they have to be very, very careful with what they eat, or they need to always be close to a bathroom. So it can create a great amount of stress,
mm-hmm.
for people. And we're starting to recognize that gut issues do impact our mood and mm-hmm. do impact how we feel. So we really want to bring this topic, this very important topic, to the table so we can start talking about it openly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gives you perspective on, you know, people will often say, I have a gut feeling or my gut tells me not to do this. Well, maybe it really is with all of that going on in there.
There definitely is something to it.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard the saying, trust your gut.
Yeah.
And I really try to encourage people to tap into that second brain and trust your gut, because it's science and we're learning so much about it. And there really is something amazing about that gut feeling that a lot of people do have.
Mm-hmm. And that second brain in the gut, if we treat it well, it won't tell you to eat sugar every 5 minutes.
That's true.
Yeah, I got to say that, because if we don't treat it well, that second brain in that gut tells you to do some awful things with your food.
Very true. The gut actually likes healthy foods.
Yeah.
Particularly fiber. So I always, mm-hmm. you know, when I talk about how do we nourish our gut? How do we feed our gut? How do you fuel your microbiome and feed your microbiome?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there are certain foods that your gut loves, and foods that are rich in fiber, foods that are rich in prebiotics,
okay.
which are food for the bacteria. Those are really the foods that we want to make sure we're introducing into our diet, and having them, you know, once a day or mm-hmm. with every meal a little bit. So really trying to add those foods into your diet is a good idea.
Yeah, because I've said it a million times on this show, fiber is your friend. We
mm-hmm.
need more fiber in our diet.
We do, definitely.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, this is the HealthWise Show. HealthWise is located in the Seaway Mall in Welland, and we're open Monday to Sunday for all your healthy shopping needs. On our show today, we're talking with Dr. Sarah Selleck, and we're talking about how our gut affects our mood and how it just helps control, you know, more than we imagine in our body. Now, Dr. Sarah, what are some signs that we do not have a healthy gut?
So the obvious signs are related to poor digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people will say that they've noticed a change in their digestion. So maybe they were never, or before they could eat all of the foods that they loved, and they never had discomfort or gas or bloating, but all mm-hmm. of a sudden now they'll go out or they'll make something at home and they'll notice quite quickly that they're experiencing these digestive symptoms. So that indicates that your body may be rejecting foods, or there may be an underlying issue. The obvious signs are all related to digestion. So gas, okay, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, even things like heartburn, any sort of digestive discomfort, of course, tells us that we need to be looking at the gut and identifying what we need to do to address these symptoms. Symptoms are just indicators. They're just signals,
yep,
telling us that there's something going on in the gut.
Okay.
But beyond that, 70% of the immune system is in the gut. So if people are getting sick often,
okay,
that tells us, you know what, we need to support their gut. Why are they constantly getting sick? If the majority of their immune system lies in the gut, that's where we really want to be focusing our attention. So
okay,
in clinical practice, I love vitamin C. I love a lot of the immune-boosting formulas that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But all of my immune-boosting protocols include a probiotic,
okay,
because we want to address the microbial imbalance in the gut. So it could be digestive issues, again, getting sick often,
mm-hmm,
but look at mood as well. So
yeah,
if somebody feels down, if they have low mood, anxiety is linked in many cases to poor gut health. Headaches, chronic headaches can be linked to poor gut health. So there are a range of health issues,
mm-hmm,
and it's really hard to say exactly what signs and symptoms could indicate an unhealthy microbiome because it really, there's such a broad,
yeah,
broad range.
But if you're having many of the ones that we just spoke about, chances are you do not have a very good healthy microbiome.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's become normal to have digestive symptoms, to
mm-hmm,
feel lousy, to get sick often, to not have a lot of energy. It's sort of the norm, but it doesn't mean it's healthy.
No.
It means it's common.
Yeah. And honestly, there's a lot of medication that we can take that'll help us ignore it, but they,
mm-hmm,
don't help the problem. They're just helping us ignore it.
Exactly.
So we want to try and avoid that trap as well.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
So great. I'm just so excited about this topic. I know I shifted my diet in July last year, and it made a huge difference for me. So I know food makes a tremendous difference in our health. So
mm-hmm,
if we're constantly feeling bad, we got to start, you know, from what's going in and go from there, I believe.
I agree.
So, Dr. Sarah, on our show, we love to talk about probiotics. It's, I know you're one of your faves. It's been one of my favorite supplements since I had my children. Where do probiotics that we love to talk about fit into this whole chat about our microbes?
Well, when we're talking about microbial balance, we're talking about an imbalance and a lack of these protective bacteria. So one of the fastest ways to introduce bacteria in large amounts into the gut is with probiotics. So
mm-hmm,
probiotic supplements, they're live protective bacteria. You can get them in capsules as an example, and they deliver these bacteria to the small intestine and the large intestine. And when we deliver enough of these bacteria, that's when we can see health benefits.
Okay.
So probiotics are often recommended by different healthcare professionals. Pharmacists, for example, are recommending probiotics with antibiotics,
mm-hmm,
because as we know, antibiotics are big gut disruptors, and we need to replenish and restore that healthy gut environment. But other healthcare professionals are also recommending probiotics. I'm sure you're constantly recommending probiotics,
mm-hmm,
as well. There's so much,
yep,
research to support just how important healthy gut flora is.
Mm-hmm. And I've recently had people asking and reading more about specific strains that are helping with diabetes and blood sugar as well. So lots,
mm-hmm,
of great benefits from probiotics.
Lots of great benefits. And I'm glad that you mentioned the bacterial strains,
mm-hmm,
because it's a common misconception that all probiotics are the same.
Yeah.
If you look at a probiotic label, you'll see a number of different long words, usually starting with lactobacillus or bifidobacterium.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll see, you know, words after that,
yep,
that first word, depending on what the strain is. So there are so many different types of bacteria, and they don't all have the same job.
Yeah.
So if you want a probiotic for mood, or if you're finding that you're quite stressed and you're looking for a probiotic to take during times of stress,
mm-hmm,
there are specific probiotic strains that you want to look for. So in the session, we're going to talk about the different strains, which strains you want for certain health conditions. And we're really going to acknowledge that not all bacteria are the same and they all have a different job. So while there is some overlap, we definitely recognize that some strains are better than others for certain health conditions.
Okay, excellent. Yes, one of our regular listeners who often hear us talk, Dr. Sarah, are interested in coming to the seminar about the strains that are particularly good for diabetes and blood sugar. So hopefully we can do a little research and find some great information on that.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So, you know, Dr. Sarah, what can we do if we feel we're out of balance? How do we take back control of our bodies? And I think this is really what you're going to talk about a lot at your lecture.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are many ways to take back control. And I think this is such a powerful question, especially this time of year when so many people are looking for ways to improve their health.
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, it's about self-care. You want to make sure that you're making you and making your health a priority. So a big part of getting healthy is mindset. And some of the unhealthiest people are those that find that taking care of themselves is stressful.
Oh, yes.
And it really needs to be a journey that we start with a positive attitude. And we want to recognize that this isn't a two-week program, but it's a lifelong commitment to yourself.
Yeah.
So once we've done this, the next step is it's about baby steps. So when you feel like you're out of balance, it's the small baby steps that can make all the difference.
Okay.
So for example, many people this time of year, they'll start a new diet, they'll go into their kitchen and they'll remove all these foods that they were told to avoid, and they'll start a diet overnight. But that's a really overwhelming goal and a really big goal. And as we know many times, it doesn't always last very long.
Yeah, true.
So what I always say is start with making an intention and setting an intention.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be something as simple as I'm committing to taking my daily supplements.
Okay.
So that sounds like it's less overwhelming and it maybe sounds like a small goal, but it can make a very big difference.
And once that sticks, you can start with another small goal.
Exactly. So
excellent.
The next goal might be, you know what, I'm going to ensure that I'm having, 10 half cups of vegetables a day, which sounds like a lot, but you might make a green smoothie, which you can put, a couple handfuls of spinach into. You can add some flax-based fiber to your smoothie. So it's these small little goals that are going to make a big difference and set you on a better path to better health.
Excellent. And that's so, so important because if we don't have good health, we really can't, thrive everywhere else in our life either.
I agree. And we're just better people when we're healthy.
Exactly.
When we feel good, we're just better. We're nicer and we're better people.
Excellent. Yeah. And I think you mentioned it at the beginning. Our lecture, we talk about women in the posters and brochures, but these microbes and microbiomes are happening for men. So men are certainly welcome out for our lecture as well.
Absolutely. I encourage them to come because often, I mean, of course, they're going to learn something, but they can also take that information and share it with friends, family, colleagues.
Yep.
So we want the information to be shared and passed along. So we do welcome men, even though the topic is mostly focused on women. I can assure you that it'll be an educational lecture for both.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, Dr. Sarah. I've been a really fan of good bacteria and probiotics for a long time. I've seen it shift a lot of things to good health for my husband and myself, and that's where it all began. And I think that's for a lot of people where it starts, is you start to see positive changes and then you can commit and keep going.
I agree.
Yeah. So we talked a lot today, and, I look forward to the lecture. We're going to probably go deeper into a lot of this as well when you're here on Friday, January 17th.
We will go much deeper, absolutely.
Okay. And for our listeners, I'm going to give you some information again to Make sure we don't forget, Dr. Sarah Selleck will be speaking at HealthWise on Friday, January 17th at 1 p.m. Her lecture is How a Woman's Microbes Rule Her Mind and Body, and as we just mentioned, it's great for men or women. All attendees who pre-register will be receiving a free probiotic and some other little gifts from HealthWise. So if you call us at 905-735-4490, you can register there, or you can email me, julie@healthwiseonline.com, and you can register through email as well. Dr. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today. You always make learning about our gut lots of fun.
It's great to always chat with you, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Yeah, because it's not necessarily an easy topic for people to talk about, our gut and our bowels, but you make it fun, and hey, we need to know what's going on, so it's important to talk about these things.
It,
so.
It is, and I think the more we talk about it, the more we normalize it.
That's true. And the easier it gets, right? I remember the first radio show I did on constipation, I could barely keep a straight face. And I'm thinking, how am I going to get through this? And now it's just like, oh, I talk about this every single day now.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, so do join us. And again, our open house is Friday, January 17th and 18th. All of our supplements will be 20 to 25% off. Body care 15%, and food and drinks will be 10%. Next week, we'll be talking with Wayne Elliott about Strauss Heart Drops. They will also be attending our open house on Saturday, so you can come on in for a free taste of this. A lot of folks are interested in this topic we've been covering on the heart health. You can come in and try the Strauss Heart Drops, talk to the company representatives, and get some great information. And all products will be on sale. And don't forget to register for Dr. Sarah Selleck's wonderful lecture, and we will guide you to the room that we will have for it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Sarah.
Thanks again for having me, and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. And for all of our listeners out there, I wish you a very healthy and happy day.
HealthWise Radio with Julie Beaver, brought to you by HealthWise in the Seaway Mall, Welland. Contact Julie at 905-735-4490, toll-free at 1-888-889-7444, or healthwiseonline.com.